Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Whether you want to talk about Google upsetting the police once again by expanding now the availability of the police alert feature that has existed in the Waze navigation app for many years, really the attraction, I think, for a lot of people to using Waze, is now available, supposedly, or will be very soon, because police are telling Google, hold on, don't let this out, we're going to get hurt.
I looked in the app, I wasn't able to find any features like that.
Yeah, Conan checked as well, so it has. If it's rolled out, it's rolled out to a very small amount of people, but they are supposedly bringing it, and that's why the police are begging them to put a stop to it. And that's what you were sharing with us here tonight. Plus, Conan, we also talked about scam artists on the Internet. If you've been scammed, you want to talk about it? I know it's embarrassing, but you talking about your being scammed can help other people try to figure out how to deal with a situation like that. I said I've been taken online before. It was actually happened to me earlier this year. And had I not, you know, if I'd done some due diligence, and I didn't, because I thought this was the person that I was dealing with. I thought it was the person I was dealing with. I would not have been taken, and I was.
You know, I was just thinking the other day of how many times I've actually called the cops.
Yeah, okay.
Twice. I've called the cops twice in my life, and both times I was not happy with the results. But one of them actually had to do with fraud, except we're talking old technology fraud. Here we're talking about, you know, having your identity stolen online, right, or whatnot, or having your credit card stolen, you know, your digits. In this case, I moved from one location, and my bank automatically sent me some checks to my old address.
Oh, no.
Which is why the hell would you do that unless I ordered them, unless I didn't realize I had checked the box saying I wouldn't, these autos sent every year or something.
Send to the old address.
Well, anyways, the new residents decided to go
check
and
fraud.
Go on a check cashing spree.
Oh,
and buy
God.
Some pizzas and stuff at the local grocery store. Well, anyways, I realized this is happening about a couple.
Thankfully,
couple of weeks later,
companies are taking checks these
days. And I reported it. Yeah. I talked to some clown on the phone and all, and they knew who it was. They had them on camera, and then they told me what I had to do in order to take it to the next level.
And what was that?
It was just, I had to go sign a bunch of paperwork and an affidavit, and yep. I had to give them permission to look into my bank account and whatnot. And it's just like, you know what? And then they told me how far I had to drive to get to
screw this.
I'm like, no, man.
How much money was it for? I mean, all total.
A couple of pieces. I think it was like $50 or something, the first check.
Okay.
And I think.
Did they get it reversed? Did you?
And see, that's the thing. So we're talking about. If we're talking about how to fix this, you know, what we do to fix this after it's already happened, it's usually just these credit card companies, these banks, they've dealt with this so many times.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
They get it reversed, they get your money back, and the guy, the culprit, never actually gets caught because it's just usually easier just to get it reversed. And call it a day and hope it never happens again.
Right, well, in that case, the pizza parlor's out the money. They're the ones that got screwed.
I think in that case they probably I don't know who caught
those pies went all out the door and it didn't get paid for.
Yeah,
they got pulled back.
I guess it depends on whether they had cashed the check and maybe they had gotten the money and the bank took the cut.
Well, no, it wouldn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No, the bank's going to take if you reverse a check like that, the bank's going to just pull the funds right back out of the pizza parlor's account.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Plus, don't take checks.
So,
plus a fee, because when there's
for a bounce check, or
for like a card for a reversal, like a chargeback.
Yeah,
a
chargeback.
Massive chargeback.
So capitalism, no one likes the guys making the money. The pizza parlor, yeah, screw them.
Screw the little guy.
Well, the banks are the ones making the money.
Yeah.
The banks are the ones that just rake it in, you know, and they're totally, you know, immoral.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Richie on the line. He's Richie Rich on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping you were going to screen me. I just want to talk to you off air.
Oh, all right, man. Stand by. This is why I should screen calls. I thought he was going to call in with a good scam story because he used to do local Bitcoins sales. I mean, the longer you do that kind of stuff, you're going to run into some scam artists.
Right.
Speaking of pizza,
I've seen a lot of them.
I want the, I want to be the back in the day when they bought all the bought those pizzas with the Bitcoin.
Oh, you're talking about the 10,000 Bitcoin pizza,
yeah.
Bitcoin pizza day?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, now it's good that you brought up Bitcoin because it's worth talking about if we're talking about reversal scams and, you know, scams involving bank accounts and things like that. You know, the banking system allows for that going in and just pulling funds right out of your account, whereas with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, most of them do not allow for that. There are some, but by default, your typical Bitcoin-based cryptocurrencies, once you send a transaction, it's done. There's no authority you can go and talk to to say, hey, I got scammed. I want the money back. No. If you get scammed, it's gone. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, you got these people targeting folks for Bitcoin. Because if you send, if somebody pretends to be Conan or pretends to be me or whatever and hits you up for money saying, hey, I just need 0.3 or 0.2 Bitcoin, I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, the bank's not going to honor that.
Well, the bank isn't even involved. In that case, if that person sends, if you send a scam artist Bitcoin, it's gone. You may be able to watch the Bitcoin in their account and know when they spend the Bitcoin or when they send it, but you don't get to get it back. It's never going to happen. Unless you can somehow find the person who it was and somehow squeeze the money out of them, which is very unlikely because these people are, in a lot of cases, as I mentioned earlier, drug addicts or whatever. They're not going to have it. That Bitcoin's gone.
So we were talking earlier about what, you know, call it a day. What are you going to do? Are you actually going to go after the culprit?
Mm-hmm.
What if...
And you chose not to.
Because it got taken care of.
Well, the money came back.
Yeah, but what if it hadn't?
You'd be out $50.
Well, no, I probably would have gone after the guy. I probably would have taken him to court.
Over $50?
Sure.
Okay. You spend more in time and effort on that than the...
I go to court on stupid speeding tickets and parking violations. Right. So I'll take it. Yeah, I am of that ilk that I will take it to court. But I'm wondering if you actually wanted to fix the system and fix these criminals, if banks and whatnot were to not honor and just send you your money back and just take it from the pizza guy... If you were to actually feel the hurt, if more people were to step up to the plate and actually get this issue solved, I'm thinking that might be the solution. I'm thinking, but no, people want the easy way.
Well, the banking system is not going to change in the way that you're talking about.
They want to keep their customers happy.
I mean, well, think about how old a technology checks are. I don't know when the first damn check came out, but it must have been more than 100 years ago, right? I mean, that's old.
These are it's an IOU.
Credit cards came out in the 50s. It's an IOU, and it's a set of instructions for the bank to retrieve the money that you are owed from the other person's account. There's a routing number on there. There's an account number on there.
This has been going on before Roman times. This is old technology.
Yeah.
Old.
And, you know, it's not hard for fake checks to be... You talked about how you actually had real checks sent to your house, an old house that you were living at.
In the United States, checks are said to have first been used in 1681.
My God.
When cash-strapped businessmen in Boston mortgaged their land to a fund against which they could write checks. Hmm. The first printed checks are traced to 1762, and British banker Lawrence Childs, the word check may also have originated in England. England in the 1700s, when serial numbers were first placed on these pieces of paper as a way to keep trace of or to check on them.
Well, computing technology has certainly improved the speed of checks, but they're still not fast. It's still going to take several days or a few days at least in a lot of cases. Sometimes if your bank's really good, you might get an overnight clear of a check, but it's pretty, you know, you never really know when you sign up for a bank account how fast they're going to be. And in some cases, it could take, you know, a few business days. So, you know, now nowadays you've got bank apps that allow you to take pictures of checks and sort of remote deposit them. So there's definitely been some advancements in checks, but the same old problems still exist with people being able to conduct fraud. I remember once I had somebody just completely manufacture a check and write it on an account that I was working with for Bitcoin sales. It had nothing to do with anything that was a real check, but it had the routing number and the account number down on the bottom of it, and so money left the account. We had to call the bank and have them pull the money back. And that's a process. And you got to be on the phone. You got to spend a bunch of time. And it's a huge hassle. And the whole banking system's messed up. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarious thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I found out the reason why Richie was in there is he was also getting hit up by the scam artist. I'm just going to bring him on here since you're still there, Richie. We actually opened up the show tonight talking about this this scam artist who has been posing recently as me, has also posed as Derek J. Freeman, and who knows who else he's posing as. And this is probably what he does for his full-time job, because he's hit up, I would say, probably 15 to 20 people now at this point. It was getting like close to a dozen when I started the show, but I've seen even more notices of that. So what did this guy, you know, try to get you to do?
Float him about half a Bitcoin.
Yeah. But what was he saying? Like, oh, I left my my hardware wallet at the office, and I'm not going to be back there till tomorrow. That's what he was saying a few weeks ago to people on, I think it was on Discord.
Oh, okay. He said he had a client drive in from Providence. He went online. They wanted 22%, wanted to buy some from me. But he's coming in as you,
yeah,
right? Like he's got your profile up there,
right?
And I don't have your phone number directly, so I only contact you through Telegram and whatnot,
right,
in the group chats. So I wasn't going to send him anything without a voice verification, and I wasn't going to do that
over that Telegram. Means. Yeah, well, we were just talking about like now with deepfakes, voice verification isn't even a thing anymore. I mean, like. Like you said, if you called him on Telegram, he might have had some kind of deep fake where he could have faked me out. Since you're calling the Discord server, that makes sense because odds are he didn't take control of the Discord server. You're probably pretty safe there.
And I know I can hear the show on air, and I know you guys are on air. And I just wanted to hear your voice before I did any sort of transaction like that, especially that volume. And I knew I could catch you during the show, but I didn't need to be on the air to just hear your voice and verify that this was a fake.
Sure. Yeah, this dude's been hitting up a bunch of people, and we suspect that he's getting into Telegram groups that are sort of somewhat public, like the Forkfest group, which has 150 people in it. I mean, it's a busy group. There's a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
We don't know who they all are.
Did someone actually mention that he called them? He actually called them and was speaking to them? Or is this all text?
I don't think anyone's spoken to this person.
Okay.
And well, when I messaged him, I said, I need a voice verification.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do that, and I went, well, it would be dumb to do it, like you said, because the deepfakes do the same means that he just sent. So, I know you're doing the show. I know the call-in lines work, and when I'm on, you usually screen the calls. So I just wanted to do that without actually making it on air.
Well, I figure a co-host, we definitely don't need to screen a co-host. So, anyway,
I appreciate that.
Glad you were willing to talk about it anyway, because, you know, I was talking about earlier how I've been taken by one of these guys. Now, it wasn't over Telegram where they got me. It was actually on local Bitcoins, and I broke all the rules. The guy, managed to convince me. He managed to convince me to completely break all my normal profile protocols of being cautious and careful, and I got screwed over because.
Yep. And I am way too cautious for that. So I, do my due diligence before, and he does the thing where it's an urgent matter, right? It has to be done like right.
Always urgent.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, it can be urgent for you. It's not that urgent for me.
Exactly.
I'll take my time. Before you muted me the last time, I do have a local Bitcoin dodgy story if you want it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I was, it was going to be a fairly large transaction, five figures at the time. And the person, at the time I was selling, I was doing it out of my parents' house, right? Like I'd get home from work, I'd set up my money counter, I'd get out, grab soda.
You were bringing people in physically. You were meeting. This was back when local Bitcoins was actually connecting people locally.
I only did cash. I did not do any bank transfers. Yeah. I didn't do PayPal transfers. It was like
people were coming to you. You were giving them your address or your parents' address.
Yeah. Right, and I wasn't too worried about that, number one. And if they wanted to meet someplace else, I was accommodated. Mm-hmm. But I've done it in the mall parking lot a number of times as well. But this person, didn't want to come to me at the, at my house. And I went, okay, that's fine. There's a diner down the road. We can go meet at the diner parking lot or whatever. They drove out from wherever they were allegedly and then decided the diner parking lot wasn't safe enough. So they said, well, I'm like, well, where do you want to meet then? And they're like, how about the police station? And I was like, not a chance. Not even close. Am I gonna do a cash Bitcoin transaction in the police station parking lot? So they were, you know, they, I had like real high feedback on local Bitcoin because I was the number one seller for a couple of months, in Hawaii because,
nice. It
was, you know, it's an arbitrage opportunity there.
Yeah.
And they had like nothing. So I'm like, nope, sorry. You know, you've already raised too many red flags. You're blocked. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I was, who does that in a police station, man? Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Good story. Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight, Richie. Anything else?
No problem. No, that's it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. It's Richie Rich. He's the host of The Anarchist Experience at anarchistexperience.com.
By the way, most stations do have the front room, the front part of their facility set up for those types of transactions.
What are you talking about?
I sell on Craigslist all the time, and some people, that's how they do it.
They want to go to the police station.
Yeah, right there in the front. I do believe our police station, the lobby, is set up for Craigslist transactions.
Really?
But most of the time, I just do it in a Walmart parking lot or something.
Yeah. You don't think that would cause, like, some eyes to, you know, eyebrows to raise?
Depends on what you're selling. If you're selling Bitcoin, are you selling rifles?
Load a bunch of cash into somebody's hands in the police station?
But, I mean, if it's something small, I mean, yeah. I don't know how many people actually take advantage of it.
Yeah,
actually use it. I don't use it. I've never done it. I've never been in there and seen anyone using it.
I thought you said some customers want that.
I know that there are... Yes, I know that there are merchants and buyers on Craigslist who do it. I have never done it or had to deal with anyone who's not afraid to come to my house here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I guess if you live out in the sticks, it might be a little different. I don't. I live, you know, somewhat in the city.
Coming up here tonight, we've got a couple different news stories that we definitely should get into. According to the Washington Examiner, poll shows a disturbingly high number of young people are willing to vote for a socialist. And, Johnson, you've got a... I think we should get into this free speech thing, because you say you've got a story about a guy, an author of some sort, who has been railing against freedom of speech for quite a long time.
Yes.
And I'm curious to know what his arguments are, because the headline is, "Speech has never been free, and that's good."
Yeah. This is a guy, he's written a book, you know, I'm not going to say the title, I'll say his name is Stanley Fish.
Okay.
And he's been writing about this for quite some time, about the nuances of free speech and why speech needs to be controlled in various different ways. And that, I guess, he has this kind of belief that somehow... putting limits on speech, you know, kind of, I guess his arguments are that you are reducing the noise to signal ratio so that if you censor certain speech, other speech is allowed to come forward. So you're actually...
helping.
You're helping, right? It's like that very sort of 1984 newspeak kind of argument.
Yeah, again, good point. Who gets to decide what is censored and what is good to go?
Well, he does, the guy writing the book. Mr. Fish.
Mr. Fish is, he's very Orwellian.
Yeah, he wants to control what you, you know, you've had a little bit too much to think.
So he's got an article written by him about this. We're going to share that with you coming up here in moments. See if any of us agree. I suspect we won't, but you're welcome to weigh in as well. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus, one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are releasing the text of a resolution involving the next steps in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The House is expected to vote on the resolution Thursday. It formally authorizes public hearings and the transmission of witness depositions to the House Judiciary Committee. Vote or no vote, Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise says,
Pelosi needs to declare a mistrial. This has been a tainted process from the start. What happened today confirms, even worse, just how poorly Adam Schiff is handling this process and denying the ability for Republicans to even ask basic questions.
The Defense Department is awarding a $34 billion contract to Lockheed Martin to build nearly 500 F-35 fighter jets. The planes are to be built in Fort Worth, Texas, and come in three different versions, one for the Navy, Marines, and Air Force. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free, have your money liquid, and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS? And no, it's not a Roth. You can visit dna.freetalklive.com. And learn more, and then watch Fortune DNA's pre-recorded webinar. It's free to do that at dna.freetalklive.com. Fortune DNA says you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. You can join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive. Visit dna.freetalklive.com. You can learn more and watch Fortune DNA's free pre-recorded webinar. It's dna.freetalklive.com. Johnson, this guy, what's his name, Stanley Fish?
Yes.
Stanley Fish. He is apparently anti-freedom of speech, and he's got an article he wrote over at Medium.com that you are going to share with us.
That's
explaining
great.
Why freedom of speech should not be free, why speech should be restricted.
Yes, so here's the article. He goes on here to say, the one thing speech isn't is free. There are costs to those who produce it and costs to those who are subjected to it. Of course, the term free speech does have a clear meaning under the Constitution. If you want to say something, you don't have to ask the government's permission, and you won't be punished by the government for saying it.
Supposedly.
But even if this freedom from the state interference with your speech has...
Good luck singing about, like, killing cops, though.
Well, yeah.
Because there's been some people who've been arrested for that.
He definitely goes on to lay out some of that stuff. He says, but even if this freedom from state interference with your speech has its limits, and it does not protect you in private life, where speaking out carries with it the risk of censorship and penalty. Supreme Court First Amendment decisions have told us that flag burning is speech, and that saying to a policeman, you're a fascist, isn't. If speech can be categorized as...
Wait, what?
What? Wait, I can't call a cop a fascist?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Apparently.
There's been a ton of cases where you can flip the bird, say F you. I'm pretty sure you can call him a fascist. So I'd be curious to know what he's citing in that case.
Yeah, I'm curious. I was kind of curious myself as I skimmed this earlier.
That's settled case law at this point. I mean, that's not to say the cops can't keep arresting. They do. Cops will keep arresting people for doing that stuff, and they'll keep losing, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because that's what's been happening.
But apparently there are maybe some cases where saying you're a fascist is not okay. I mean, I don't. There might be some different things, you know, flipping off a cop or saying you're a pig or something like that might be different from saying you're a fascist. I don't think so. I don't know.
What if it hurts his feelings?
Yeah.
I suspect he didn't put a citation next to that.
There are a lot of citations at the bottom of this, so I'll have to double check.
Okay,
but,
later.
It says here, as speech can be categorized as a symbolic action because it has an effect the state finds distressing, and action can be categorized as speech because it sends a message the state wants to protect, isn't the distinction infinitely manipulable? How do you draw the line, and who should be authorized to draw it? Suppose we could answer those questions and come up with a generally accepted definition of what speech is and what it isn't. With that definition in place, is a citizen free to engage in speech without fear of repercussions? Not really, for there are time, manner, and place restrictions that limit your free speech rights by telling you, for example, that you can't deliver your message from a truck with a loudspeaker while driving through a residential neighborhood at 2 in the morning. Neither, if you are a nurse, can you lobby for higher wages and better working conditions in the middle of an operation. How many of
Well, now hold on.
I think
he's already getting lost in confusing. And he started out by being clear that the government, you know, has not as many restrictions, supposedly, than private people. He did mention that.
Yeah.
And then he goes right into an example of, oh, well, the nurse is working, so therefore she... Well, that's a private property issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get to have a protest while you're on the job. And then he brings up the restrictions on amplified speech. And, okay, that's something worth talking about. You know, should you be able to... You know, is whether or not you have the ability to amplify your speech part of your free speech? And I think there is a strong argument that no, it's not, because you're then using other means to project that are not your own.
And the way I've always looked at that is a form of pollution.
Yeah.
It's a form of noise pollution where you're actually interfering with other people's lives.
Correct.
You're literally hitting them
with waves.
Correct.
Sound waves.
Correct.
I don't know if necessarily what you guys are saying is. Interferes with what his argument is. So the argument he goes on here to say is, how many of these restrictions are there, and is there a point when their cumulative weight is so great that free speech rights, at least in some circumstances, have been reduced to almost nothing? Let's assume, as a hypothesis, not a fact, that those questions, too, have been answered, and that we have identified the scope of free speech rights and a rough sense of the situations in which they can be invoked. Are we home free? Not quite, because inevitably someone will cite competing interests, the moral fabric of society, or the mental health of individuals, and argue that they should outweigh the First Amendment in some context. In response, the strong First Amendment proponent will reaffirm the abstract principle and say that it should trump every time.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I agree. But how do we think about those occasions when allowing free speech to flow freely, no matter what its effects, causes harm to others? Is that harm just collateral damage, the necessary cost of doing First Amendment business? Is the First Amendment so basic a value that it must be upheld even when it appears to facilitate evil?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it should.
That is the free speech that is most important.
Well, they're dealing with this right now on the college campus here in Keene. Have you heard about
this? Every college campus.
Well, yeah. And so somebody apparently, and I've heard this directly from Vincent, who's one of our occasional co-hosts, who's currently going to this school, Keene State College, where they've come up with a free speech policy, and they're now hearing from people in the school and elsewhere about what they think about this proposed policy, which is going to have something to do with, you know, hurting people's feelings or whatever. I don't have a copy of it in front of me right now, but this is one of the things that they're currently dealing with, and it was brought up by some people who got insulted by another person on campus, and they got their feelings hurt. And that's, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, that these thin-skinned individuals are unable to handle criticism or unable to handle, you know, a mean person saying things they don't like, but, you know, to trot out the old saying about freedom of speech is the reason why you have freedom of speech is popular speech doesn't need to be protected. It's the unpopular speech that needs to be protected, and that includes all of it. So even if you don't like, because there's some speech I don't, you know, much care to hear. Mm-hmm. I don't like racism, for instance, but I'll still let those people call into this show because I think the best way to rebut speech I don't like is with more speech, not with actually shutting down that person's ability to say that.
Yeah, how are you ever going to hone your argument against something that you don't care about if you never hear it and you never had the opportunity to rebut? If you just hit the censor button every time you don't like something, you're never going to learn how to actually have an actual argument, an actual conversation with that person, tell them why you disagree with them.
And he also touched on another important question earlier, which is who's going to decide? And that's a question you asked earlier, Conan. I was surprised he even brought that up.
Well, obviously, in the case of Keene State here, if they can just find enough thin-skinned individuals, enough of the plurality, who vote one way or the other, they get to decide. Or this guy who's coming up with this silly argument.
Well, he continues this by saying, "The First Amendment is a participant in the partisan battle, a prize in the political wars, and not an apolitical oasis of principle. Those who believe it is echo a remark incorrectly attributed to Voltaire. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death
your right to say it.
In other words, however loathsome and reprehensible an ideal or proposition may be, the core democratic principle of freedom of speech requires us to air it and forbids us to repress it. Sounds good, but think about it. The argument that the more despicable the speech, the more it merits protection, makes sense only if we can be confident that when abhorrent views are given a place in the conversation, they will be exposed for what they are and rejected in favor of better views."
So who actually said, "I'll defend to the death your right to say it"?
If it wasn't Voltaire.
I got to have looked that up. I always thought it was Voltaire.
It's a good one. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I want to have you repeat that when we come back here, Johnson, that idea, and then we'll continue, and we'll look closer at this. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel.
General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about freedom of speech. And it's, you know, still under attack. It's always going to be under attack because some people don't want their feelings hurt. And I know it's no fun to have somebody saying mean things about you or saying ugly things about things that you like or whatever it is that is offensive. But it's a principle for a reason. And the idea is that we benefit from having freedom of speech, to have all of the ideas, including the really ugly ones, being presented as a benefit to society overall, that it's a good thing to not leave these things out, to not preclude them from being discussed. As I said before, I would rather answer ugly speech with more speech. I want to hear what the bad ideas are so they can be rejected, they can be understood, they can be, you know, reasoned against, they can be argued against, and I think that's important. It's one of the reasons why we do this radio show.
And it's nice to know who the bigots are.
Absolutely. Let them show their true colors.
Exactly. And maybe even we're talking about honing your own argument. Maybe you would give them the opportunity to actually work on their argument as well. Change their mind. Maybe they've gotten it wrong because of bad influence, a bad family, you know, the bad upbringing.
Absolutely.
And they've got it all backwards. And if they can never have the argument, if they can only get their information from Reddit or 4chan or whatever.
Or if they can only speak in hushed tones among their own people that agree with them. If that's as far as their speech
where
is allowed
where
to
where
go.
Where it festers.
Right. Yeah. And nobody can ever rebut it. So we're going to get back into the story here from Medium.com. But first, I do want to invite you to LibertyCon. It's coming up in April, so you got some time to plan for this one. The April 3rd through the 5th, happening in the belly of the beast in D.C. And I know that's not a place where a lot of people want to go, but there's a good reason to go because there's going to be apparently more than 70 pro-liberty organizations present at this event. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty big deal. I've never been to this before, so I'm looking forward to checking it out. And big speakers, John Mackey, for instance, a Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, he's going to be speaking on what he calls conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who's a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, is going to be there, as well as Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. So it sounds like some really smart stuff going on at LibertyCon. You can go to their website, libertycon.com, and get more information about other speakers and what's going on there. Plus, you can register, of course, and use discount code FTL to save $10 off your registration. It's, from what I understand, a pretty affordable event to begin with, so that's why we can only get you $10 off. So once again, go to libertycon.com, use code FTL. Student travel scholarships are available, so if you're a student, you might even get your costs covered to attend this particular event, and discount rooms are available for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis. Learn more at libertycon.com, libertycon.com, April 3rd through the 5th. As I understand it, we will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. So look forward to seeing you there. Johnson, just I know you said you wanted to jump back a moment and reiterate what this person said so we can pick it apart even further.
Yeah, so this last little paragraph was talking about those who believe it is, and what they're referring to is those who believe that free speech is a basic principle that must always be upheld, right?
Yes.
Those who believe it is a basic principle that must be upheld echo a remark incorrectly attributed to Voltaire. This
You guys researched that, by
actually,
the way.
From Elizabeth Beatrice Hall, writing under a pseudonym, describing, or Evelyn Beatrice Hall, who was basically summarizing what Voltaire's beliefs are. So it's not a quote by Voltaire, but it's a summary of what Voltaire actually did believe.
Gotcha.
Written by,
labeled as a Voltairean principle.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, so this quote is, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." In other words, however loathsome and reprehensible an idea or proposition may be, the core democratic principle of freedom of speech requires us to air it and forbids us to repress it. Sounds good, but think about it. The argument that the more despicable the speech, the more it merits protection, makes sense only if we can be confident that when abhorrent views are given a place in the conversation, that they will be exposed for what they are and rejected in favor of better views. Well, here's the thing that my comment on this, so that this person doesn't seem to understand, is that if you believe in a marketplace of views, in other words, he's saying, the argument that the more despicable the speech, the more it merits protection makes sense only if we can be confident that when abhorrent views are given a place in the conversation, they will be exposed for what they are and rejected in favor of better views. The thing that he's not really taking into account is who determines that those views are abhorrent. And if those abhorrent, the whole reason why views become abhorrent, right, is because there becomes a marketplace of ideas, right? So to not believe in freedom of speech means that you don't believe in the marketplace of ideas. If a view gains traction and becomes the most popular view, regardless of the nexus of free speech, right, that view, if it becomes the popular view, is not abhorrent. It is the popular view. So
yeah, right. So who decides, again, what is considered abhorrent? Because, we might look at the idea that people believe in the state as abhorrent. I mean, the belief in the state leads to mass murder.
This guy doesn't even realize that he's just arguing for thought control based on what he believes is abhorrent.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe he does realize that.
Maybe. Maybe he does. That would make him very Machiavellian.
Well, he is talking about restricting freedom of speech here, right? That's the ultimate push behind this piece.
So
just before we go on, to further address his concern here is, well, what if somebody says something that's abhorrent and no one responds to it? What if somebody says something that's abhorrent and no one's there to talk about how abhorrent it is?
Right.
That's what he's suggesting. Now, obviously, on this show, we're going to respond to things that we think are outrageous. We're here to do that.
Like this guy's views, which are abhorrent.
Yes, exactly. but there certainly could be cases where, a street preacher is, let's say Chris Cantwell's going out into the street and...
Is he a street preacher? preacher
He's not
now?
A preacher, no. I don't think he believes in God. But anyway, let's say he goes out and he's a white nationalist. He's got abhorrent, racist viewpoints, and he's handing out pamphlets on the street corner. And there's nobody there to call him out. There's nobody there to rebut every single thing. That's the situation this guy's talking about, is we can't have an abhorrent view just being able to go out there unrebutted. And I would say, well, okay, go out and hand out some pamphlets next to Chris Cantwell then. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not my responsibility to pick the time and the place of where somebody can say things that are abhorrent. They should be able to do it anytime, anywhere, because freedom of speech is important. If you don't think it's important, well, then there's plenty of places in the world where it's restricted, and you can see what those places are like. Are they great places to live? You know, like the Middle East, for instance?
Yeah.
So you brought up the real kicker here, and that is, if enough people agree with it, then it isn't abhorrent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's normal.
But there have been plenty of times in our history where plenty of people believed that we needed to sacrifice 50,000 captive slaves a year in order for the sun to come up tomorrow.
Right. And at that time, that belief was not abhorrent.
That's right.
So he might be on to something where... Yeah,
why you believe he's onto something is because you believe that belief was abhorrent.
Yeah, but who gets to decide? Which is the big question this evening.
Right, exactly.
This guy does.
Yeah, but I'm going to say no. He's not an angel, and neither are we. So
right.
So the best option is the marketplace of thinking, of free thinking, of free speech, and let it work its way through the system. But to expect some Stalin who knows everything, and now we know that he didn't, to get in there and start deciding how we live and what we can say and where we can say
it. So free speech, right, is the driving force, or one of the driving forces that brought us from that time to the time that we have now.
Correct.
The freer the speech, the faster the movement towards better ideas.
And the better way...
It's not free speech that moves us towards bad ideas. It's free speech that moves us towards
it is, and it is the most efficient way to keep abhorrent views in check, which is why it's the First Amendment.
Well, and think about one of the reasons why it was created in the first place, right? Because you had a king previously. These folks that came here, they were trying
ordained
to get away.
Ordained by God.
Right, and you couldn't criticize the king. And think about, there are still countries in the world. Isn't Thailand one of them where if you criticize the king of Thailand, you're put to death?
Oh, it's bad.
So, I mean, this still exists today in the world where you cannot say bad things about the ruling class, about the grand ruler, the king daddy or whatever. If you say bad things, you die. And I bet this guy would say that is a bad thing. Of course we should allow criticism of the government. Of course we should. But back in the day, it wasn't acceptable at all. It was abhorrent to say bad things about the king, and it was punishable by death, and still is to this day. So you're absolutely right that having freedom of speech moved us to a point where people didn't feel afraid to say bad things about the king anymore. They didn't feel afraid to call Trump names or to call Obama names or to insult these political candidates or whatever. 855-450-FREE. We got more coming up from this dude that wants to crush free speech, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. You can join us here. 855-450-3733. If you lived in a country where there was no free speech, what was it like? I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.